WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
From Arkansas, northeast to New Hampshire, the January 22nd through 24th snowstorm of 2016 affected nearly 103 million people. That equates to about one-third of the entire U.S. population. The storm dumped over 20 inches of snow on 21 million people in the northeast and over 10 inches on about 5.6 million people in the southeast. But how did this storm compare to some historic storms in these two regions? To place this storm and its societal impacts into historical context, the Regional Snowfall Index, or RSI, was used to rank it on a scale from 1 to 5, similar to the Fujita scale for tornadoes or the Saffir-Simpson scale for hurricanes. NCDC scientists based this ranking on the snowfall amount within the region's borders, the spatial extent of the storm, and the relationship of these elements to the area's population. For the northeast U.S., the storm affected about 53 million people, resulting in an RSI value of 20.138, placing it as a Category 5 or extreme event for the region. With that value, the storm ranks fourth out of 199 snowstorms since 1900 that have been analyzed for the northeast U.S. Though the overall footprint of the storm in the northeast was not large by historic standards, some of the heaviest snow fell on highly populated areas, driving RSI values up. In the southeast U.S., around 25 million people were affected, resulting in an RSI value of 13.776, which makes it a Category 4, or crippling event for this region. With that value, the storm ranks 12th out of the 153 snowstorms since 1900 that have been analyzed for the southeast U.S. NCDC, or the National Climatic Data Center, has data on nearly 600 snowstorms since 1900. While much of the attention was on the large impact of the snowstorm, this storm also accounted for severe storms over the southern portions of the United States, resulting in several deaths and significant property damage. If you have a question about the weather, you can always drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.